This is the Ethanol Report. The need for renewable fuels to replace fossil fuels is becoming more and more of a global necessity. Because of that, the Global Renewable Fuels Alliance was formally created this year and currently represents over 60% of the world's renewable fuels production from 30 different countries. Spokesman Bliss Baker talks about why the alliance was formed.
The new alliance is committed to expanding the use of renewable fuels throughout the world through the advocacy of sound public policy, responsible research, and education. You know, in the midst of economic turmoil, global recession, despite this situation, there are three very fundamental things that have not changed. Number one, future energy demands continue to be unsustainable. Threat of climate change, number two, has not abated. And three, fossil fuel is still a finite resource.
One of the priorities for the alliance is being able to provide credible scientific information for governments to use in the development and implementation of biofuels policies, which includes research into the issues of life cycle assessment and greenhouse gas reduction. The Global RFA recently participated in the unveiling of the results of a report commissioned by the International Energy Agency, Bioenergy Task 39, that examined greenhouse gas reductions from grain ethanol since 1995 and projected reductions from ethanol out to 2015. Report author Don O'Connor says the important conclusion was that greenhouse gases are being reduced, and those reductions will grow by 100% by 2015 compared to 1995.
Well, when we look at the situation in 1995, we saw a 26% reduction. Looking at the data for 2005, so 10 years later, that had improved to a 39% reduction in greenhouse gases over the full life cycle. And then projecting forward to 2015, we're looking at a 55% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions. What the study has documented and quantified is the importance of time in life cycle assessment work. And this issue in general has been overlooked by people, but really it shouldn't have been, because we know almost any activity has a tendency to improve over time. Wasn't in just one area where we had significant improvements, but we find that both in terms of feedstock production, whether it's inputs or outputs, or whether it's the ethanol plant energy use itself, but there has been, in all of those different areas, there was a significant improvement, continuous improvement over time.
O'Connor says the report indicates that other improvements can make renewable fuels even more effective at reducing emissions.
They also looked at some interesting scenarios, how in certain circumstances one might be able to design grain ethanol plants that are essentially greenhouse gas emissions free with the application of things like bioenergy and or carbon capture and storage, which is actually being planned for a couple of facilities in the United States right now.
The Global RFA welcomed this international research effort as further evidence of the importance of renewable fuels like ethanol in meeting global energy and environmental challenges. Baker says for those countries with abundant arable land, this represents a huge opportunity to become producers of fuel as opposed to importers of crude.
Today, 38 of the 47 poorest countries on Earth are net importers of crude oil. 25 of those countries import all of their crude requirements. And when crude prices rise even slightly, the impact on developing countries, their balance of trade, and their economies is devastating. And when crude prices rise even slightly, the impact on a family earning $1,000 a year is devastating. The good news is that many of these developing countries have vast areas of arable land, huge supplies of biomass, and the desire to reduce their crippling reliance on imported crude oil. We are calling on the World Bank to make investments in developing countries and biofuels infrastructure a top priority. Ethanol can and should play a role in developing countries as they reduce their reliance on imported oil. We look forward as a group to providing a much-needed voice in the international arena to ensure that all countries have the opportunity to benefit from the development of a renewable fuels industry.
In fact, a recent report from the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization found that small-scale bioenergy plants can play a significant role in rural development for poorer nations. The FAO studied 15 different startup bioenergy products in 12 countries in Latin America, Africa, and Asia, involving a diverse array of technologies. And they found that the projects offered a number of significant benefits, including the creation of useful byproducts like fertilizer from biogas production, the possibility of simultaneously producing food and fuel through intercropping, and the creation of new financial capital by making use of marginal land. Because global organizations like the UN do have an impact on biofuels policies, Canadian Renewable Fuels Association President Gordon Quaitini says it was important for global biofuels producers to join forces.
The purpose of this global alliance just simply gives us the strength of combining resources and the capacity to, in fact, not solely rely just on that engagement through our own respective member countries, but more importantly, engage some of these international organizations directly. And I think that, combined with what we, you know, obviously do on a day-to-day basis, is going to give us an opportunity to have, quite frankly, a much more informed debate and much more informed public policy thinking within those world bodies. UN, OECD, World Bank, I mean, all of them commented on our issues over the last number of months, and we think it's important for them to have a much more informed dialogue with the industry, you know, as they contemplate and put forward policy thinking in an area that, quite frankly, we know our industry better than anyone.
While members of the alliance may still have their differences on matters such as tariffs, they are committed to providing a united voice on public policy and perception of biofuels in the international arena. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Ethanol Report.